Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, the second day of the All India Convention for the All India Shri Satya Sai Balvikas Group 3 and the All India Shri Satya Sai Balvikas Alumni Proceedings, I have the proud privilege of introducing the Master of Ceremonies today in Mr. Anush Mohan, whom I have had the privilege of seeing as a young boy in the Balvikas in Mumbai, and has been the alumni of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. I invite Anush to carry the proceedings further for today evening. Shri Anush Mohan.
These words are from a beautiful song that Bhagwan himself had written on himself. You are the director, the divine director of this drama that is the world. Who can ever comprehend the mystery of your leelas? To the infinite, unfathomable, indescribable, yet ever-present and ever-loving Bhagwan, my most humble pranams. Bhagwan, in the Treta Yuga, you, as Rama, divulged the deepest secrets of existence to sage Vasishtha, a great tapasvi and sadhaka. In the Dwapara Yuga, you gave the Gita-upadesha to your dear friend Arjuna. There were three others who had the fortune of being an audience when you gave the world the Bhagavad Gita: Hanuman, Sanjaya and Dhritarashtra. But Bhagwan, in the Kali Yuga, how fortunate are we that millions of people across the world, and especially hundreds of thousands of children all over the world in the Shri Satya Sai Balvikas program, have the benefit of getting your wisdom. I now invite my dear younger brother, Arjun Suresh, a Group 3 Balvikas student, to express what Balvikas means to him and why he loves Balvikas so much.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, and my loving Sai Ram to all of you. Why I like to attend Sri Satya Sai Baba's Balvikas classes? A peaceful life, a proper education, and a good family. Well, all these things in my life would feel very incomplete without that one system known as Balvikas. Personally to me, it is like a part of my soul. It is like a temple of transformation. It has a numerous number of benefits, as I learnt, and that is why I love to attend it. One of the benefits of Balvikas is BBB. Balvikas breaks barriers. I repeat, BBB. Balvikas breaks barriers. At Balvikas, I learned that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one God, and He is omnipresent. It taught me not to discriminate people on the basis of caste, color, or creed. I feel it is extremely important for all of us to realize this, because it is a way to remove the problems which are prevalent in our society today. I also learned five important values: Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa, which is what Balvikas stresses upon. It taught me to be a good human being above all. Some of the activities I really enjoy in Balvikas are the silent sittings, the meditations, and obviously the bhajans. The meditations helped me a lot, as I was extremely hyperactive and I didn't know how to be calm. And to top it all, I had a wheezing problem from birth. So, I became immensely interested in these breathing exercises which helped me to repel my wheezing problem. I also feel that Sri Satya Sai Balvikas provides us with a spiritual-based education apart from our academics in school, which I feel is absolutely necessary. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas also changed my perspective to certain spiritual issues. For example, I previously used to think God was an entity whom we should only fear and who can be found only in temples. But after attending Balvikas, I learned that God is omnipresent and is even present inside us, since God created man in His image. As Swami Himself has told, Deva Preeti, Papa Bhiti, love God but fear sin. I also learned that we can see God from our view as a mother, a father, a guru, a guide, or even our best friend. On my first day in Balvikas, I got the impression that Balvikas was just another class. But I was wrong. As I attended more and more classes, I grew extremely fond of it. I would eagerly wait to attend it every single week. And I feel I learned many things which I would have never learned if I wasn't a part of it. It taught me humility, how to respect people, and not to indulge in bad values. Even the gurus are excellent and are not strict to me at all. They talk to me as friends and as equals. And so, there's a healthy interaction between the gurus and the students. They also taught me not to talk ill about others behind their backs, but also to appreciate their success and their achievements. Another very important principle Balvikas taught me was to put a ceiling on your desires. It is not about how much you have, but what you do with what you have. We all have desires. Even I used to get attracted by toys, food items, electronic devices, and whatnot. But due to the lessons taught by Balvikas, I curbed the habit of forcing my parents to buy it for me. As Mahatma Gandhi has said, there is enough in this world for man's need, but not for man's greed. And as a result, I even started saving money instead of wasting it a lot. Service to man is service to God. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas always motivates us to help and serve the poor, the needy, and all the people surrounding us, because we believe that hands that serve are holier than lips that pray. And I have an experience to share related to this. It was my birthday, and I had paid a visit to an orphanage to donate clothes, a few books, and also a few stationery items. I spent a lot of time with the children there, and it gave me immense joy. And after the experience, I had two important realizations. The first one, I learned that day that serving the needy and the poor and spending time with them is even more precious than giving them lots and lots of money. And the second one, I felt so lucky to have parents, and that was the day I truly understood the respect that all our parents truly deserve. I personally feel that Balvikas should be attended by all children on earth, as they can emerge as great human beings. And when everyone are great, the entire world can truly experience universal peace. Sri Satya Sai Balvikas is also a great reliever of pressure. I would be under immense pressure from all the exams, tests, projects, and assignments my school would conduct. I would literally have a headache before I attend the class. But after I attend it and walk out, I would be a calmer, a cooler, and a happier person, and my nerves would have calmed down under the pressure. It seemed like a portal of peace. And also, I developed tolerance. I feel that living in this world and not attending Balvikas would be like roaming in a great library without reading any of the books. Balvikas was one of the most wonderful things that ever happened in my life, and I hope it happens to millions of children more. Whatever I am today, I owe it all to Bhagavan and Balvikas. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Brother Arjun, for taking us along with you on the lovely journey called Balvikas. Now, I would like to invite Sister Srimati Mandvi, an alumnus of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program, to express her views on the theme, Balvikas, the Akhand Jyot of my life.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba ke punya pavan charan kamlo mein मैं अपने हृदय रूपी पुष्प को अर्पित करती हूं। यहां उपस्थित सभी साई बंधु भगिनियों और सभी गुणी जनों को सादर सप्रेम साई राम। हम सब कितने सौभाग्यशाली हैं कि हमें श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास का विद्यार्थी बनने का अवसर मिला। हमें स्वामी ने वह माध्यम बनाया जिसमें श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की अखंड ज्योति प्रज्वलित हो सके, वह ज्योति जो हमें जीवन पथ पर हमेशा सही कदम उठाने की ही प्रेरणा देती है, वह ज्योति जो हमारे मन के अंदर के तमस को समाप्त करती है, हमें अच्छाई और बुराई के बीच भेद करते हुए अच्छे मार्ग को ही अपनाने की विवेक शक्ति देती है, वह ज्योति जिसका अनंत उज्जवल प्रकाश न केवल हमारे अंदर के सद्गुणों का विकास करता है, हमें विनयशील बनाता है, सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात हमारे जीवन में अनुशासन लाता है। श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की अखंड ज्योति हमारे हृदय की गहराइयों में सत्य, धर्म, शांति, प्रेम और अहिंसा, इन पांच मानवीय मूल्यों को गहराइयों के अंदर बीजारोपित कर देती है। श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास के पहले ही दिन कोई बच्चा सबसे पहली शिक्षा, सबसे पहला सबक जो पाता है वह है प्यारी सी मुस्कान के साथ, प्यार भरी वाणी के साथ साई राम कहकर अभिवादन करना। उस समय वह बालक यह बिल्कुल भी नहीं जानता कि एक दिन यही साई राम का अभिवादन पूरे विश्व में उसके श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास के विद्यार्थी होने की पहचान बन जाएगा। इसी साई राम के अभिवादन के कारण मैंने अपने जीवन में एक बहुत बड़ा चमत्कार घटते देखा है। कुछ वर्ष पहले मैं हैदराबाद के एक प्रतिष्ठित हॉस्पिटल में असिस्टेंट डाइटिशियन के रूप में इंटर्नशिप कर रही थी। उस दौरान मुझे एक पेशेंट से मिलने के लिए कहा गया। उनकी ब्रेन सर्जरी हुई थी और उसके बाद जब मैं उनसे मिलने के लिए पहुंची तो वे रो रहे थे। मैंने उनसे पूछा तो उनकी पत्नी ने मुझे बताया कि उन्होंने सर्जरी के बाद अपनी आवाज खो दी है। मुझे बहुत दुख हुआ। मैंने उन्हें सांत्वना दी और डेस्क की ओर मुड़ी उनकी फाइल देखने के लिए। तभी मैं क्या देखती हूं, उनकी फाइल के बगल में ही तेलुगु सनातन सारथी रखी हुई है। मैंने सनातन सारथी को तुरंत पहचान लिया जबकि मैं तेलुगु नहीं पढ़ सकती क्योंकि वह कवर पेज तो बरसों से अपने घर में मैं देखती आ रही हूं। फौरन मैं उनके बेड की ओर मुड़ी, उन्हें प्यार भरी मुस्कान के साथ साई राम कहा, उन्हें बताया कि मैं श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की विद्यार्थी हूं और स्वामी की भक्त हूं। साई राम, यह शब्द सुनते ही उन दोनों पति पत्नी की आंखों से आनंद के अश्रु बहने लगे। तब उनकी पत्नी ने मुझे बताया कि वे अंकल एक बाल विकास गुरु और एक उत्तम भजन गायक भी हैं। यही कारण है कि आवाज चली जाने से वे बहुत बहुत दुखी हैं। मैंने उन्हें सांत्वना भरे शब्द में कहा, अंकल आपके साथ साक्षात स्वामी हैं, साक्षात अवतार आपके साथ है, फिर आप इस छोटे से संकट से घबरा रहे हैं। अगली बार से जितनी बार मैं आपके पास आऊंगी, जितने भी राउंड्स पर आऊंगी, हर बार आपको साईराम कहूंगी और आप मेरे साईराम का जवाब साईराम कहकर ही दीजिएगा। देखिएगा आप बहुत जल्दी फिर से भजन गाने लगेंगे। उसके बाद मैं जब भी उनसे मिलती, जितने भी राउंड्स पर जाती, हर बार उनसे साईराम कहती, जिसके जवाब में वे हाथ जोड़ करके अपने होठ हिलाकर साईराम कहने की कोशिश करते। तीसरे दिन जब मैं उनके पास पहुंची, उन्हें साईराम कहा तो मैं क्या देखती हूं, उन्होंने स्पष्ट शब्दों में अपनी खुद की आवाज में मुझे साईराम कहकर उत्तर दिया। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुल लंघयते गिरिं यत् कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदम साईशम। स्वामी के नाम ने, इस साई राम के अभिवादन ने, श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की पहली शिक्षा ने उनकी वाणी लौटा दी थी। मेरा मन स्वामी के प्रति कृतज्ञता से भर गया दो बातों के लिए। सबसे महत्वपूर्ण बात, उनकी वाणी लौट आई थी, और दूसरी बात, स्वामी ने मुझे श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास का विद्यार्थी बनने का अवसर दिया। मैं बहुत सौभाग्यशाली हूं, बहुत आभारी हूं स्वामी की, कि स्वामी ने मेरे परिवार की तीन पीढ़ियों को श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की अखंड ज्योति का वाहक बनने का अवसर दिया है। एक और बहुत बड़ी कृपा की है स्वामी ने मुझ पे, कि मैं शादी के बाद भी साई परिवार में ही हूं और मेरे पति श्री सत्य साई यूनिवर्सिटी के एक्स स्टूडेंट हैं। और अब हमारी चौथी पीढ़ी यानी मेरी 1.5 साल की बेटी भी इसी परंपरा का निर्वहन करने जा रही है। स्वामी की कृपा से वह भी श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की अखंड ज्योति की जल्दी ही वाहक बनने वाली है। हे स्वामी, आपने हम सबको, हम सबके हृदयों में यह जो श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास की ज्योति प्रज्वलित की है, यह इसी प्रकार अखंड रहे, इसी प्रकार इसका प्रकाश अनंत तक फैलता रहे। हे स्वामी, एक दिन ऐसा आए, ऐसी कृपा बरसाइए कि विश्व के इस आंगन में हर एक परिवार साई परिवार हो, हर एक मां श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास गुरु हो, और जैसा कि मेरे छोटे भाई अर्जुन ने कहा, हर एक बच्चा श्री सत्य साई बाल विकास विद्यार्थी हो। यही प्रार्थना है। मैं दो पंक्तियों के साथ अपनी वाणी को विराम दूंगी। अपने मिशन की पारिजात का मुझको पर्ण बना दो, अपने मिशन की पारिजात का मुझको पर्ण बना दो, तुम तो पारस हो साई मेरे, तुम तो पारस हो साई मेरे, मुझको स्वर्ण बना दो, मुझको स्वर्ण बना दो। जय साई राम।
आई वुड नाउ लाइक टू कॉल अपॉन श्री निमेश पांड्या। Over to you.
The event today is the event of the Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas Group 3 children who are in the course today, and of the alumni who have passed out from the Sri Sathya Sai Bal Vikas. It is the present and the past. But let me present before you what the future of Balvikas is. And I stand here only in great awe of my very young brother, Satyajit, from Kerala. I watched Satyajit a few days ago in the practices, and the young boy had the courage to correct children and men much above his age in how to recite the Vedas. And I was awesome struck when I knew that he was the recipient of Swami's grace when he recited the Vedas in Swami's presence some years ago. I would like to present Brother Satyajit, because if Balvikas has done what we've heard from all the brothers and sisters to the children of today, let's not be worried, because Balvikas has a future which is brighter than what we have seen today, and that is reflected in the rank of Brother Satyajit. I welcome Brother Satyajit to the judge.
Saraswatyai Namaha, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders and all my dear friends, Sai Ram to all of you. Vedic literature forms the spiritual culture of Bharat. We all know that how much importance has been given to Veda by your beloved Swami. Older days, only a section of people used to chant Veda. But our loving Swami has given a wonderful opportunity and privilege to learn and propagate Veda. Being an instrument in the Sai mission, it is our duty to learn Veda. I humbly request all of you to be a part of this mission. Thank you for this great privilege. Sri Satya Sai Balavikas has provided me this golden opportunity. I seek the divine permission to conclude my words by singing the Shanti Mantra.
Tachayo ravrani mahe gadum yajnaya gadum yajna pataye daive swastirastunaha swastir manushebhyaha urdvam jigadu beshajam shanno astu dvipate shanchatushpate om shanti shanti shanti.
Jai Sai Ram.